SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House says President Biden met with G7 leaders today where they condemned Iran's attack on Israel and reaffirmed the G7's commitment to Israel's security. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
They also showed Iran that Israel does have friends, that there was a coalition that helps them support themselves.
Out of here, gone!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!
Today, the crew takes on the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Turning, watching it sail. Goodbye. Rhys Hoskins has made a statement.
Drive left field, way back, just staring, gone. Home run up onto the roof.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On what has turned out to be perhaps the best day of weather over the course of what is now a six-game road trip for the crew, it's the Brewers and the Orioles to wrap up this trip, and the Brewers going for a sweep against Baltimore here today at Camden Yards. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show built by Menards. Alongside me is Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle. Brewers sending Colin Ray to the mound, and they get to face their old friend, Corbin Burnes, this afternoon as the Brewers attempt to do something that hasn't been done in 95 consecutive regular season series, and that is sweep the Baltimore Orioles. Plenty more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll chat with Josh when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
MJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Orioles getting set for the final game of this three-game series. The Brewers have had an offensive explosion really throughout this entirety of the trip, and it's been a big-time explosion here in Baltimore. 11 runs, 15 hits, back-to-back days against a team in Baltimore that many expected to be one of the front runners for the World Series this year.
Yeah, it's been an offense that's been pretty much unstoppable. They fell behind lane by 3 runs a couple of times early in the game yesterday, and there was no problem coming back in those third and fourth innings. All of a sudden, you've got an 8-5 lead after Bowers hits the home run. And there was smooth sailing after that. This is a Brewers team that's clicking offensively like we haven't seen very often in recent years. How about these numbers? Second in Major League Baseball in batting average. They're first with hitting and runners in scoring position. They're hitting almost 400 as a team with runners on scoring position. They've hit 21 homers already through the first 13 games of the season.
And they've hit 478 over their last 6 games with runners in scoring position. That's over 69 at-bats in such a scenario. It's really staggering how good this Brewers offense has been over this stretch of baseball, and they're going to try to do it again today. The hottest offense in baseball against their former friend, Corbin Burnes, one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's tasked with trying to slow them down here today. It's going to be an entertaining one here at Camden Yards. We have more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. I'll chat with Pat Murphy when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah, we're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
When you're a working mom like me, time is precious. Between soccer practice, dance classes, and music lessons, I barely have time and energy left for dinner. But I found a nice little pick-me-up for dessert. Cedar Crest cake pints, like cherry cheesecake. Now I can have my cake and ice cream, too. It's easy, and you know it's delicious because it's Cedar Crest. It's the homemade taste that you don't have to make at home. Look for it in the frozen food section of your local grocer. And remember, if you've got a big family, better get more than just one.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, yesterday, a really wild game early on, but then your bullpen just restored order to that game in very quick time. Elvis Peguero was just really big for you again.
Yeah, it was a great team effort, you know, to get behind to a great team like this and then just to peck away and get back in it. A couple big homers and just not to be denied. Defense was great. Offense was great. And like you said, relief pitching did what they had to do, and they were great.
How hard is it to do what they did when the game is, I mean, that felt like a game that was headed for 13 to 11 before it was over, the way that game started. But to come in and just calm the waters, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, and you got to throw William in there again.
Yeah.
You guys might get tired of this, but I mean, when that catcher's putting down the numbers he's putting down and controlling the tempo the way he did, I mean, credit to all those relievers, Peguero and Hudson and Boo Boo and Milner and Piams. I mean, they did a great job, but William's behind. William's jockeying them all, so it's, great effort by that group.
Murph, you do make some roster moves today and a tough break for Bukauskas, who has pitched really well up here, but he goes to the IL. You also send down Andrew Monasterio, and you bring up Joey Weimer and Jared Koenig is here as well.
Yeah, it's part of it. You know, it's part of the business of Major League Baseball. You have to interchange guys once in a while. Mona needs some at-bats for sure, but we felt like we needed more help in the outfield, so we brought Weimer with Yelly being unavailable right now, and we don't want to stick Yelly on the IL unless we have to, but it might be the case. But in the meantime, these next few games, we needed more help in the outfield, so we brought Joey Weimer, and the fact that Mona needs some ABs, we sent him back to get some ABs, and then with Boo Boo going down, we needed help. So Jared's up here to fill in for him. He had a great spring training, so we hope it continues.
So part of the consideration with bringing Joey up is that if Christian is able to avoid the IL, you can keep him off of his feet, though, still.
No doubt about it.
We'll be back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Fineman Arns, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Final game of this three-game series between the Brewers and the Orioles. You face Corbin Burns today. Everybody very familiar, of course, with Corbin. But like any great pitcher, he continuously is trying to adjust his game. And there's some wrinkles to this version of Corbin compared to maybe even the 2023 version.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we're all familiar with Corbin. We respect him. We love him. Big part of Brewer history. Especially, his Cy Young year, but he was good so many of those years, huge part of it. But yes, like all the great ones, they make adjustments, and he's continued to make adjustments. He's looked great this year, and I know he's looking forward for the challenge, and so are we.
He's a great competitor. He's going to throw a lot of cutters. He's going to spin that curveball in there as well. What has made him, in your opinion, such a consistent pitcher in the big leagues over the last 4 years, really?
The thing you got to know about Corbin is he's open to growth. He's open to get better. He's open to change. And people like that, that are that talented and that committed to his greatness. He really is. And to see what he's done with his body this year, really, really, really special. So I think that it goes without saying, like, those are the ones that end up being guys you remember for a long time.
Murph, finally, a big birthday in the clubhouse today. Jason Shager, won't say his age, but a big part of this team and a big part of this clubhouse.
Yeah, the milkman, he's essential. 49 plus one. Love the guy. We couldn't do it without him.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam.
Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in-store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Brewers and Orioles coming up here. It's Game 3 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And you're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's time for the keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Key for the Brewers is try to put together an attack against Corbin Burnes that'll actually net some hits. That's been hard for anybody to do thus far this year for the new Baltimore ace. He has allowed between one and two runs in all three of his starts, including a dominant one at Fenway Park against the Red Sox Tuesday. Just one run on two hits permitted by Burnes in seven innings. Brewers should have about as good of a game plan against him as any team, though, you'd figure. So we'll see if they're able to execute it. The injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. The injury today is J.B. Bukauskas, who unfortunately has to go onto the IL with a right lat strain. Bukauskas, over the past week plus, has been terrific. Six outings that he's pitched in since coming up from Nashville when Trevor McGill got hurt. Bukauskas has been about as used as any Brewers reliever, but now he's on the injured list. Speaking of Trevor McGill, he started a rehab assignment with AAA Nashville yesterday. Pitched a scoreless inning, although he did walk to and give up a hit. So maybe a little bit of rust for Trevor McGill in that one. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, it's time to go down on the farm. We'll tell you about some great pitching at AAA and AA for the Nashville Sounds and the Biloxi Shuckers thus far this season. That, among other topics that we'll cover. Going to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Minor League Report next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back from Oriole Park at Camden Yards and the On Deck Show built by Menards continues. It's Brewers and the Orioles to wrap up the six-game trip. Milwaukee looks for the sweep. Time to go down on the farm as we do each and every Sunday. It's a Blaine's Farm and Fleet Minor League Report as we take a look at the Brewers' full-season minor league affiliates. And let's begin with the AAA Nashville Sounds. They have a 6-8 record a couple of weeks into the season, trying for a split of a six-game series in Memphis against the Redbirds. The strength of the team thus far this season, it's been an incredible bullpen, which boasts a AAA best 1.00 earned run average. The pen from Nashville has not allowed an earned run through the first five games of the series in Memphis, but those relievers got a night off in the series opener Tuesday. The Sounds crushed the Redbirds 15-2 in a rain-shortened game that stopped in the sixth inning. Jansen Junk worked the 5 2/3 for the win, while six different players recorded multiple runs batted in, and that included outfielder Brewer Hicklin, who came to the plate in the sixth and wouldn't let the hard rain keep him in the park. Here's the voice of the Sounds, Jeff Hamm.
Hicklin drives one deep right field. Gomez back on the track looking up. That ball is gone. Brewer Hicklin with an opposite field rocket to right center field. And the Sounds have taken a 10-1 lead.
A newcomer to the organization this year, Hicklin is hitting over 300 already with six stolen bases. He's reached safely in all but one of his 13 games. Let's move now to AA Biloxi. Well, we talked about the bullpen being the strength for Nashville. It's been the starting rotation that has been the stalwart for the Shuckers. It has been seven straight games where the Shuckers starting pitcher has allowed one run or less, if you can believe that. Over those seven games, Biloxi pitching has a 1.21 earned run average. Friday night against the Mississippi Braves, it was Bradley Blaylock who was on the hill, and he had the best start of his AA career. He had gone through 5 2/3 without allowing a run and tried to get through the sixth right here. Here's the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
The 0-2 pitch, Connelly chops it back to Blaylock. He takes it to first, flips to Martinez Jr., and he ties his career high. Six innings on the hill, and it's 11 straight shutout innings for Blaylock to start his AA career.
That great starting pitching continued for Biloxi last night against the Braves. This time, it was right-hander Tyler Wasner, a name Brewers fans may very well soon get to know. You could tell he was locked in early as he tried to finish the third inning with another one of his punch-outs. Again, here's Javik Blake.
The payoff pitch. Ogins waves and misses. A slider on the outside corner. He strikes out three in the inning, and Wasner has six strikeouts through three innings.
He would end up punching out seven over four innings last night and allowing just one run. His line through two starts, 10 innings pitched, and one run permitted with 15 Ks. You're listening to the On Deck Show built by Menards and a Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm reports. I'm Josh Maurer, and let's wrap up with a look at the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who wrap up a series at South Bend today. They began it in grand style on Tuesday night with the game tied at 1-1 in the top of the ninth inning. It was infielder Yadier Arenamo at the plate, and he did this. Here's the voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Chris Mehring.
Arenamo grounds one up the middle, a base hit. Here comes one around third. Here comes Bateman's throw. It is going to be past the catcher, Opitz. Woods scores, and it's 2-1 Wisconsin.
Arenamo's heroics led to a win in that series opener. A standout early in the season for the T-Rats has been a big draft pick from last year, Mike Bovee, who has reached base in every T-Rats game in the season. He has currently reached base in 9 of his last 11 plate appearances. And there's your Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report for this Sunday from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. When we come back, I will get you this afternoon's starting lineups. We'll see who Corbin Burns is going to face in that order for Pat Murphy next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse ski area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain ski area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
MJ.
Brewers trying for the sweep of the Orioles. It's a beautiful Sunday from Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and we're back on the On Deck Show built by Menards. It's time to get to the starting lineups. It's a red-hot Brewers offense, and the lineup presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. It's a different-looking lineup for Pat Murphy today, though. As we've talked about, the addition of Joey Weimer, and also, how about the top two? William Contreras is leading off, and Rhys Hoskins is batting second. Contreras will be the designated hitter. Only the third time as a member of the Brewers he's batted first. Rhys Hoskins batting second for the first time. He'll play first base. Sal Frelick, in the absence of Christian Yelich, continues to bat third. He's playing right field. And what a series it's been for the cleanup batter, Willy Adames. 6 out of 10. He'll be the shortstop. Gary Sanchez gets his second start of the series. He's doing the catching today and batting fifth. And Bryce Terang suddenly is second in the National League in batting average. He's in the sixth spot. He'll play second. Joey Ortiz, the former Oriole, is at third base. He's batting seventh. And as mentioned, Joey Weimer's back with the big league club. It's good to see him come back from Nashville today. Weimer in left field bats eighth in his season debut, with Blake Perkins again batting in the ninth spot. He'll man center field. They will all face Corbin Burnes. What a matchup today with Burnes against his former team in a red-hot lineup. Meanwhile, Colin Ray gets the ball for the crew. The Brewers have really pitched this tough Orioles lineup extremely well over the first two wins in the series. Today, it's Gunnar Henderson again in the leadoff spot. He'll play shortstop again. And the terrific young catcher, Adley Rutschman, batting second. Anthony Santander, the right fielder, hitless in the series. He's batting third. Ryan O'Hearn is in the cleanup spot as the designated hitter. Ryan Mountcastle homered yesterday. He's batting fifth and playing first base for the O's. Colton Kouser, one of the hottest hitters in the American League, batting sixth. And Kouser's in left field. Veteran center fielder Cedric Mullins will bat in the seventh spot. Jordan Westberg having a very nice series. He's the third baseman batting eighth. And Jackson Holliday back in the lineup, still looking for that first major league hit. He'll play second base and round out the lineup against Colin Ray. Boy, we can't wait for this one to get going. On the other side of this break, Lane Grindle comes back with more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Keep it here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Life's better with American Family Insurance.
because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like Margarita, Paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Less is more.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbliss, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers, Orioles, final game of this road trip. Just around the corner as we continue with the on-deck show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
TMJ.
What a day for baseball in Baltimore. The sun shining beautifully overhead and temperatures about 80 degrees. Yeah, it feels like summer. And we are just about ready for first pitch at Oriole Park. Brewers try for the three-game sweep of this Baltimore team that has not been swept in a regular season series since all the way back in May 2022, since they called up Adley Rutschman, their great catcher. Corbin Burns is leading the Orioles out onto the diamond as I speak. We'll finish out the on-deck show built by Menards, where they drive around the league. It's brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Brewers are in first place solo in the Central at the moment. A game better than Pittsburgh, which is playing a game in Philadelphia, trying to avoid dropping 3 of 4 in the series to the Phillies. Game just getting underway at Citizens Bank Park. Mitch Keller and Zach Wheeler, a pair of aces. Great pitching matchup there in Philadelphia for the Pirates. Meanwhile, Cincinnati trying to sweep the Chicago White Sox, who are off to a brutal start. Cincinnati's won the first two games of the series there by a combined score of 16-1. And the White Sox are just 2-12 on the season. It'll be Graham Ashcraft for David Bell's team against Michael Soroka. Later on in the Central Division, it'll be the Cardinals at the Diamondbacks. That's a rubber match. Then also you've got the Cubs in a rubber match in Seattle in the Great Northwest. Javier Assad against Luis Castillo. You know this song that's playing in the background of my voice? That has not changed when Corbin Burnes takes to the hill for the first inning. Little friends in low places. Burnes facing the Orioles, of course. They're facing the Brewers with the Orioles for the first time since the trade back in February. The 29-year-old getting set to face Contreras, Hoskins, and Frelick here in the first inning, and a good crowd is watching. For all of your play-by-play, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
Song is awfully familiar, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
That song came on, and if you closed your eyes, you thought you were at American Family Field. But not the case. Brewers going to try to beat their old friend Corbin Burnes here today and keep this winning streak going. Corbin Burnes, what a career in a Brewers uniform. He will go down as one of the all-time greats. Cy Young Award winner in 2021. A part of some very important postseason runs and division titles. But today, he's the guy you're trying to beat. As William Contreras steps into the box to lead things off here. To start this game up, Burnes kicks and delivers the first pitch. And it is down and away. And it's 1-0. Guess what it was? A cutter. That hasn't changed. Burnes exclusively from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch. And this is driven out to center. Mullins back onto the track. At the wall. Gone! William Contreras gets this game started with a bang. Contreras with his fourth of the season. And the Brewers are not Corbin's friend right now. Wow! What a way to start this game for the Crew. Cutter and a mistake at that. Middle. And William Contreras is punishing pitches like that right now. As is most of this Brewers lineup. Here's Rhys Hoskins, and he takes a strike at 0-1. $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. 1-0 pitch to Hoskins, missed inside. I should say the 0-1 pitch missed inside. It's 1-1. Congratulations to Adam Duchow from Appleton. He's a winner in our quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's today. 1-1 to Hoskins, misses down and in. 2-1. Adam will win a $100 quick trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip. 2-1 pitch. That's the curveball for a strike, and it's 2-2. 10-game hitting streak now for Contreras. His second hit of this, second home run of this series. 2-2. This is drilled out to left. Racing back is Couser. Onto the track. Looks up. It's off the very top of the wall. In one of the deepest parts of the park. Motoring into second with a double is Hoskins. And the Brewers with very loud contact against Burnes to start this game. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. That was a curveball. It was up. And Hoskins hit that ball very hard and very deep, and it hit off the very top of the wall in left center. And now here's the red hot Sal Frelick. First pitch to Sal. Here's a cut fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Brewers greet their old friend with a solo shot and a double to start up this game in the top of the first. Burns kicks and delivers. And Frelick takes a changeup for a strike, and it's 0-2. Hoskins gets his lead from second. 0-2 pitch. Curveball missed low, and it's one ball and two strikes on Sal. Sal has had a very good trip. 9-for-20 on this trip, 4-for-9 in this series. Hitting .319 on the season, still looking for his first home run. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a cutter down and in. And a strikeout for Burns, and the first out here in this top of the first. There's one away for Willy Adames, who is our cleanup hitter today. Brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. Been a good series for Adames. Burns' first pitch to him is in there for a strike with a cut fastball. It's 0-1. Willy is 6-for-10 in this series with a home run. He's driven in 5. And that really doesn't tell the whole tale. He's had some really hard hit balls that were caught in this series as well. 0-1 ground ball behind the bag at third. Backhanded by Westberg, the third baseman, throws across in time to take care of Adames. That is a very nice play by Westberg for the second out. And there's two down for Gary Sanchez. Sanchez with a home run in the series opener on Friday night. It was a 2-run shot out to left, his first hit as a Brewer. Major power. Guy that has always hit for power throughout his career. Burns pitch. Starts him out with a curveball low, and it's 1-0. Sanchez, right-handed hitter. Brewers loaded up this lineup with righties today against Burns. 1-0, drilled out to left. Coming in is Kowser, and he will make the catch. Hit on a line. Sounded like he might have busted his bat as well on that swing. It was hit pretty hard. But right at Kowser, who was able to move in and to his right a couple of steps to make the catch. First pitch of Brewers baseball was brought to you by Carbless, premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. Brewers with a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the first on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
/ Baseball.
1-0 Brewers. Gunnar Henderson leads off for the Orioles in the bottom of the first, and Colin Ray's first pitch is a fastball inside. It's 1-0. Henderson hitting .211, three home runs and nine driven in. Left-handed hitter against the righty Ray. Pitch missed outside. It's two balls and no strikes. 1-for-9 in this series for the Orioles superstar youngster. Fantastic shortstop Gunnar Henderson. 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike with a cutter. And it's 2-1. Henderson, Rutschman, and Santander to start up this game in the bottom of the first for Baltimore. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And he dropped a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 2-2, and Henderson did not like that call from Alex McKay, our home plate umpire. He'll call time, shaking his head as he readjusts his batting gloves. And now Henderson gets back in there. Two balls and two strikes against him. Ray looking in, kicks and delivers the pitch, and he missed down and in. Did it hit him? It did. That was a sweeper. And it got in on that back foot, and it clipped Henderson. So a hit batter to start up the outing for Colin Ray. Well, this copyrighted broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. First pitch strike to Adley Rutschman. It's 0-1. Henderson gets his lead from first. And the 0-1 pitch. Missed high with a fastball. And it levels at a ball and a strike. Rutschman with a home run yesterday. Went 2-for-5. Had the night off in the series opener on Friday. Switch hitting catcher up there as a lefty against Ray. And the 1-1 is lined back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Henderson's going to try and go first to third. The throw will be cut off. And the Orioles have him on the corners with nobody out. So a good start to the bottom of the first for Baltimore. After the Brewers had some good swings against Burns in the top of the first, including the solo shot from Contreras to start up the game. Here's Anthony Santander, who is 0-for-6 in this series. Ray brings home the first pitch to him. It's a swing and a miss. Santander backs out of the box for a moment. And now climbs right back in there. There is 8 seconds on the pitch clock, and now Santander was not ready to get his eyes up on Ray, and realizing that, he asks for time, and they reset the clock for him. You get one of those per at bat. Crowd here at Camden Yards making some noise early. 0-1. Check the swing on a fastball that missed high, and it's 1-1. Santander, a slow start to the year, just a 193 average. He does have three home runs, though. 1-1. Liner, foul up the first baseline. Right in front of our first base umpire, Edwin Moscoso, who had a good look at that one to call it foul. Adam Hammery is our second base umpire. The crew chief, Vic Carapazza, is our third base umpire. Already told you that Alex McKay calls the balls and strikes today. 1-2 pitch. Lined foul and out of play down the third baseline. It stays at 1-2 on Santander. A little bit of trouble early here for Colin Ray, trying to work his way around it. Henderson at third and Rutschman at first. Nobody out. 1-2 pitch. Popped him up, foul territory. Gary Sanchez giving it a look. It'll bounce on top of the Brewers dugout and stay at 1-2. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. One nothing Brewers, bottom of the first inning. Ray doing battle with Santander at the plate. 1-2 pitch and a breaking ball that nearly hits Santander. That one just missed him and the count evens at 2-2. Ryan O'Hearn, cleanup man, is in the on deck circle. Santander skies one in foul territory. Hoskins drifting over near the Orioles dugout makes the catch just in front of the first base coach's box for a big first out for Colin Ray. That is a really big out for Colin Ray. Now a ground ball could get you potentially out of this inning. Still a lot of work to do, but you have a path out of the inning now for the Brewers right-hander. O'Hearn went 0 for 4 on Friday, did not play yesterday. Ray's pitch missed outside with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Brewers defensively very good in the outfield. Weimer in left, Perkins in center, Frelick in right. Ortiz at third, Adames at short, Terang's the second baseman, Hoskins at first, and Sanchez does the catching. Here's a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Henderson will trot home from third to score. Stopping at second is Rutschman. Ray got the ground ball he was looking for. If that's hit about 6 feet to the left of where it was, might have had a shot to try and turn two. But instead, it sneaks through the right side, and it's an RBI single for Ryan O'Hearn. And we're tied at one, and still work to do to get out of this inning for Ray. First and second, one away. And Ryan Mountcastle in his 5-game hitting streak at the plate. Ray's first pitch to Mountcastle, a swing and a foul at the plate. It's 0-1. Mountcastle homered yesterday, his second home run of the season. Comes into today with a .314 batting average. Ray's pitch, breaking ball, popped up. This one into shallow right. Terang drifting out there and is able to make the catch. Had to speed up a little bit. Infield fly was called for anyway. And that's the second out of the inning. Terang was settling underneath of it, then had to hustle his last couple of steps to make sure he made that catch. So here's Colton Cowser with two down and runners at first and second. A 1-1 ball game. Ray trying to keep it right there and get this game through the first. Pitch is a strike on the inner half, and it's 0-1. Cowser 3-for-7 in this series with a home run, hitting .452 on the year with 3 home runs and 12 driven in. 0-1. Missed a little bit wide with a cutter. And it's a ball and a strike here on Cowser. Also has a 5-game hitting streak to his credit right now. Had a huge series in Boston. He's been pretty good here in this series also. 1-1. Breaking ball, he didn't go. 2-1 here on Colton Cowser. This has been an offensive series, and the start to this game makes you think it could be another game similar to the first couple. 2-1, swing and a miss. Took a huge hack, did Cowser. Swung over the top of a cutter, and it's 2-2. This is probably our biggest crowd of the weekend. Gorgeous day for baseball here in Baltimore. Couser uses his timeout, takes a couple of deep breaths before getting back into the box. Rutschman at second, O'Hearn is at first. Ray brings home the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 94. And Couser comes up empty. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray. And he's able to minimize the damage in the bottom of the first. We go to the second inning. It's a 1-1 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
An exciting first inning in the books. We go to the second inning, tied at one. And Bryce Terang leads off against Corbin Burns. Burns' first offering is in there for a strike with a cutter. And it's 0-1. Burns kicks the leg, brings home the pitch. Curveball missed low. 1-1 the count. Teams will frequently load up righties against Burns, which might surprise many people, thinking you'd want to get the lefties in there against a guy like Corbin. 1-1. There is a strike with a changeup at the knees, and it's 1-2. But Burns does not have a pitch that really moves in on right-handed hitters. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball on the right side of the infield. Fielded by the second baseman Holiday. Double pumps for a moment and then throws to first and retires Terang for the first out, and that'll get Joey Ortiz to the plate. Burns throws that cutter, which of course cuts away from a right-handed hitter. He will occasionally throw a slider, a curveball that is moving more away than anything else, although Burns' curveballs of 12-6 variety. Ortiz takes a strike and it's 0-1. He does have a sinker, but he does not throw it a lot, and he doesn't throw it a lot in on the hands of right-handed hitters. And so right-handed hitters can get up there and kind of look away on the outer part of the plate against Burns, and they've had success in the past doing such a thing. As he bounces a curveball in there, and it's 1-1 now on Joey Ortiz. Ortiz able to check on a two-seam fastball. There's that sinker in on a right-handed hitter that he doesn't do that often. Just doesn't have maybe the command with that sinker that he wants to have. So it's 2-1 on Ortiz. Pitch, breaking ball, and a beauty in there for a strike. It's 2-2. And conversely, if you're a left-handed hitter and that cutter's coming in on your hands, that's a tough pitch to handle 2-2. Lined right into the glove of Westberg at third. Got a slider right down the middle. It was probably a pitch that Corbin would like to have back, but he got away with it. And Ortiz hit it pretty well, but lined it right at Westberg at 104 miles an hour. Two down for Joey Weimer. Burns, first pitch to Weimer. Swing and a tapper foul at the third baseline. It's 0-1. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. This is a great day to do it. Beautiful weather back home today. Sit out on the deck with some of that Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spread. Put it on a cracker. Sit back, maybe grill some Usinger brats. Down and away with a curveball. And it's 1-1. And then finish it all off with some Cedar Crest ice cream.